Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Need it to be a little bit warmer than it is outside. Just a little bit. I need it to be a little bit warmer. Because later today, Dan, Owen, later today I'm going in a dunk tank. This afternoon. I am in a dunk tank later this afternoon. Yes. For a fundraiser. I am a bunch of Little League baseball players will have a chance to hit the button as you do when you throw the ball and put me into the dunk tank. Yes, when it hits. Let me just start this by saying I'm already not much of a water person. Like, I just don't love water that much. I don't go in the water. I don't love the swim. I don't really love going out on boats, to be honest with you. I mean, you've offered me a boat and go out. My wife loves it. Yeah, I'll hang out with you. It's not really my thing. Okay? Going to the dunk tank today. What do you think about this?
Man, I've always, for some reason, hated the idea of being in the dunk tank. Almost, I am a water person, but there's something about the being locked in a box, and you're like, you're the clown, you're the show, and I that's hilarious that I have a problem with that with this job, but yeah. I for whatever reason have always really like. Almost as a kid, I had a fear of being stuck in a dunk
okay,
tank.
Okay, wait, so it's not about the water for you.
No.
It's more about just that everybody's looking at you like you're on display.
Right, and you're locked in a box.
I mean, you literally are behind a glass case right now with a microphone. I want you to know that.
I'm here every morning,
yes.
And I love it.
Yes, exactly.
But,
right?
There's something just about that I used
people
to
people walk
really
by
do.
This hallway, and we're like animals in the zoo, 100%. And they're looking at us.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens at this job.
I know.
You go, hi, how are you?
Yeah,
right?
Up?
We're on the air. How are you? Good to see you.
Exactly.
Salesperson, client, whatever.
Exactly.
Political dignitary coming in to say hi, whatever.
What do you
coming
got?
Into WBEN, right? Whatever it is.
Yep. Absolutely.
For me, it's the water part, though. Dan, how about you?
Really? I'm a big, like, I would go in there and just heckle everybody.
Yes.
Like,
see?
That is
the saving grace. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I will say. I am kind of looking forward to kind of heckling a bunch of Little League baseball players and their arms and
absolutely.
How they can't hit the button to get me down into this
that's
water.
That's like the best part.
That's going to be the cool part. Like, I've seen better arms on chairs, kid. What are you doing? Right?
You need a kid to hit the target and for it not to register the hit, and then you really got them dead to rights.
But the big problem here is, of course, my son is one of these kids.
Right.
And you know it does not matter. He is going to find a way to push that button, to hit that button, whatever, and I am getting wet and cold today when I go in this dunk tank.
If
that's
he
gonna
misses,
happen.
He's just going to run up and 100%. Hit the button.
100%.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. So that's today. That's later today. On a Buffalo football Friday and a dunk tank Friday for Sal Capaccio. So, yeah. Hey, you want to come out? I think doing it at Show. And want to come out and watch me get dunked? I'll be out there doing it. It's to raise some money for the local little league that we're a part of. And my wife was the one that volunteered me. By the way, hey, by the way, I'm putting you in the dunk tank. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, you got to go in the dunk tank today. So, and I'm gonna be on Show Up in the Bulldog literally right before this happens. I'm going on the radio with them, and I'm gonna do my segment, and I'm gonna hang it up and be on the phone. I'm gonna hang up, and I'm getting in this dunk tank.
Why do I really want to just see you take the call while you're in the dunk tank?
Yeah, I know. That would not be good for my phone, though, probably. I'll be honest with you. But you never know. Things like that. We've done stunts like that have happened on the radio before. Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into a Buffalo Football Friday. It's Sal Capaccio with you. And we have a lot to get to today on a Buffalo Football Friday. Thanks a lot for joining me here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And, of course, our Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Okay, Sean McDermott's going to join me a little bit, about an hour from now. I'd say about an hour from now, but you never know. You got to keep your head on a swivel, as I always say. You never know when things change because it is he has production meetings, there's team meetings, things like that go on, and sometimes other things get massaged and moved around, and they say, hey, McDermott's coming on a little sooner or a little later, so just be ready. About an hour from now, though, is what I'm expecting to hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We will get an injury update for today, see if anybody is ruled out. Now, at this point, it'd be, to me, pretty surprising if Daquan Jones, Josh Palmer, or Curtis Samuel, any of them play, considering none have practiced this week. And two of them, Jones and Palmer, were termed day-to-day. And as far as Samuel's concerned, that was more of a, we don't even know yet, we're evaluating. Also need to ask Sean McDermott about Max Harrison and what he feels like his timeline could be based on what he's seen from him this week. And of course, there are several players limited on top of Max Harrison who does have to appear on the injury report now that he's been designated to return. He's limited, but also Dalton Kincaid, who missed the last game Monday night a couple weeks ago against the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Milano, who also missed that game. And then, of course, Terrell Bernard, he's been limited as well. So we will talk with the Bills head coach about that. And who am I missing here? Hold on. I know one more. I said, who's the other limited person? Harrison and Milan. I think I got everybody. Oh, yeah. Oh, I said Samuel earlier, right? Samuel's been limited. I was talking about Taylor Rapp. My apologies. When I said I'd be surprised if when I said Samuel, I meant to say Taylor Rapp. I'm sorry. Samuel's been limited, but Taylor Rapp is the one dealing with a knee injury who has not practiced this week, along with Joshua Palmer and Daquan Jones. So there you go. My apologies on that. 803-0550. I have a question for you I want to get to today before we get to everything else we need to get to, which is Paul Hamilton at 10:30. Yes, it is a Buffalo Football Friday, but folks, your Buffalo Sabres hockey team has a chance to get to 500 and actually tie. I think if I'm right here, Owen, the first thing I did was check the standings this morning after some of the games last night. If the Sabres win tonight, they're tied for third in the division.
That is correct, I believe. Uh-huh. They have been, I mean, since that opening three games, they have played four really, really solid hockey games.
Yeah.
And I'm encouraged by what I've seen. And I even more than that, I'm encouraged by the fact that they're playing that well. And Tage and Dahlin haven't dominated the way that you would expect if the team's going to play well. So in my head, there's a little more room here for them to get even better than they've been if Tage and Dahlin can get to where they normally get to. And I think that's coming. The division's there to be had. Toronto's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Ottawa's decor is a joke. Detroit, I don't think, is any good despite their five-game win streak. We just saw them. It's not – I don't see that team as any better than anybody else in this division.
The Bruins might have a chance for Gavin McKenna when it's all said and done.
The Bruins are rebuilding.
Right.
The division is wide open.
And the Rangers, by the way, in the East are just – they've not won – the Rangers lost last night to the San Jose Sharks. Sharks' first win of the year.
Yeah.
And they beat the Rangers in overtime, who have not won a home game yet, the New York Rangers. It feels like everything Chris Drury wanted to do – they did the opposite.
It seems
this
that
is
way.
Not where they wanted to be, right? How they wanted to build this?
No, absolutely not.
That's
and I
right.
think they made a mistake with JT Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I like the player a lot, but making that guy your captain after the way he left Vancouver with all the drama there and all the messiness of that, and then you bring him into New York and he's your captain, I think you're kind of getting what you asked for there.
I want to bring you in on something in a minute. I have a question for you before I bring Paul Hamilton, because that's what we're going to do today. Paul Hamilton at 10:30. So before that, I want to ask you a question about the Bills, all right?
Yeah.
So 10:30 for everybody. Today is Paul Hamilton on Sabres Leafs back-to-back this weekend, tonight in Buffalo, tomorrow in Toronto. In case you didn't know, the game times were changed. Tonight was 7:30. Now it's 7 o'clock downtown. Puck drops. 6 o'clock pregame here on WGR. Tomorrow was supposed to be a 7 p.m. game. Now it's a 5 p.m. start. 4 o'clock pregame here on WGR. And that's, of course, because the World Series is happening. Speaking of the World Series, some of you may be going to Toronto this weekend. I know people. Joe DiBiase, Sneaky Joe, he's going tonight. You might be going up to Toronto. I know they're playing in a dome. I get it. You might be going to Charlotte for the game. Maybe you're already there. That's why Pat Hammer comes your way at 11:30 every Friday. We're going to talk to Pat about the weather in Toronto, the weather in L.A. for the World Series. Are we looking at any sort of rain at all? Probably not, but we'll ask him. But, of course, the Charlotte weather for the Buffalo Bills playing the Carolina Panthers Sunday at 1 o'clock. Also a treat for you today. Real quickly, we're going to have at 10:45, if you go to Bills games, you hear them, you see them. My guy, DJ Milk. Yeah, wait, what are you? DJ Milk coming on the radio. Yeah, DJ Milk is actually a big part of a tailgate happening in Charlotte this weekend to benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. And we're going to just talk with him for a couple minutes about that and the what you can do and how you can be involved. That's going to be Sunday, right before the game in Charlotte. This is to benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. He's going to come your way, DJ Milk, at about 10:45. Just kind of tell everybody where they can go, what they can do, and what it's all about. So that'll be fun today to get to. And, of course, Sean McDermott a little after 11 a.m. Here's my question on the Bills, 803-0550. All right? I love the way that Jeremy kind of phrased the poll this morning, right? He had a poll up that basically said, like, are you what how did he put it? Which one do you want? Which unit are you more eager to see play really well in Charlotte, in Carolina? And I like that question, and I kind of want to keep it going on that and ask you, like, what are you right now more concerned with, the offense or the defense, and what do you have the more confidence in to get better? Because you could go either way here, right? So confidence and concern, that's my two questions, confidence and concern, the two C's here. Which are you more confident in kind of being better than it has been? And I say, if you say, well, how could you be confident in the defense? Well, folks, they got some reinforcements coming back, right? Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, and Max Harrison. We'll see where that goes. So you could definitely say you have more confidence in the defense being better as it goes on. Or you could pick the offense and say, I have more confidence in the offense because I have Josh Allen. But maybe you don't, because you don't see what's happening at wide receiver right now. If you don't see any changes happening and you're more concerned about that. So confidence and concern, basically. Just give me your overall thoughts on offense versus defense. Maybe the whole thing concerns you, to be quite honest with you, because they have not played up to their standard, of course, over the last couple of weeks. And even really, when you look at going back to week one, there's been plenty of times, even through the four-game winning streak to start the season, the Buffalo Bills did not play up to their standard. Now, offensively, I'll be the first to tell you, Brandon Bean will be the first to tell you. When he came on WGR and the whole wide receiver discussion back after the draft, hey, we scored 30 points a game. And look, they did again for four straight weeks. Baltimore, it took a little while to get there. They finally did. Fourth quarter started, you know, playing kind of to their capabilities. The Jets, that was just, hey, workmanlike win. Go out there, do what you have to do. Dolphins, they were in control most of that game. Then they had a couple of short fields to get some points, but that was a nice 31-point game. And then the Saints took a little while to get there as well. It started off really well and then kind of got back to it a little bit later. They score 41, 30, 31, 31. Then you get to the Patriots, and I believe if they don't turn the ball over the way they did, they're probably getting to 30 points. But that was the issue. They turned the ball over, and you can't do that. Atlanta Falcons, that's when things really started to turn towards, uh-oh, what's wrong? What's happening here? 14 points in a loss at Atlanta. Third downs, can't convert. Pressure, can't find answers. That's the concern I have about the offense. Now, for me, when I say that, I still look and see number 17 under center or in shotgun and say, it'll be fine. I look at that offensive line and say, it'll be fine. I look at that running game and say, they can lean on the running game. Am I concerned about receiver? Absolutely. Just like many of you are. Especially with Joshua Palmer out. How are they going to win on the outside? That's something they need to address. That's something they need to look at. But I'm not as concerned about the offense, even with the 14 points against Atlanta, even with the 20 points against New England and turnovers. I'm not as concerned about that because the Bills have Josh Allen. And to me, when you have an elite quarterback, which they do, you're always going to, yeah, you're going to have times where it just doesn't work out, like the last couple of weeks, but generally you'll find your way to scoring points and moving the ball and being and having a chance to win that way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
On the defensive side, however, I need to see this defense play better this weekend. And even though Hoyt and Ogunjobi are playing their first games back with the Bills, and sometimes that can be, well, they're integrating back in, I can't have that excuse after this game. I can't have that be why they didn't play a prominent role and the defense didn't play better. I need this defense now, today, Sunday, with these guys to show me that they can be a much better defense than what they have been through the first 6 weeks of the season, for the most part. You go back to that Atlanta game, and of course we see the long run by Bijan, the missed tackles. You go back to the New England game, missed tackles, right? Third down conversions by Drake May, and some were, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. The New Orleans Saints, running the football the way they did. Missed tackles again. That's been a theme, right? Missed tackles. The Saints, mobile quarterback, Spencer Rattler, even Tua Tagovailoa getting out of the pocket a little bit against the Bills. Like, those are things that just have not been going well. And of course, we know what happened week one against Baltimore with Derrick Henry and that rushing attack. And now you have now you face a team in the Carolina Panthers who, oh my goodness, they are coming to town. They're in their town. The Bills are going to their town with one of the best rushing attacks in the entire NFL. And you know what their game script is going to be? Run the damn football against the Bills. That's what they're going to do. They're going to try to run the ball at the Bills right down their throats as much as they can. This is a rushing unit for the Carolina Panthers who have a good offensive line, physical offensive line, averaging 140 yards rushing a game. Now, the Bills actually average more. The Bills are the number one rushing offense in the league. 151. Carolina's 140. The Bills actually are fourth in the league at running the football per play, 4.87. Carolina's right behind them, eighth in the league at 4.72. And then you add in the fact that you have Andy Dalton playing quarterback. And I think it's going to be Andy Dalton. It's not for sure yet. The Panthers haven't kind of put that info out yet, released that. But it looks like that's going to be the case. And you have an Andy Dalton back there who he's seen every defense. You're not going to confuse him. He knows that the Buffalo Bills have given up underneath stuff, been poor at tackling, get it to your playmakers, let them make a play. They're going to try to do that. The one thing that does help the Bills in this situation, I actually think it's a good debate, and I err more on, and I lean more towards, I think the Bills would rather face Bryce Young than Andy Dalton, because a young quarterback who, if you can slow down the run game, you put in position that you can kind of confuse, who hasn't seen everything yet. But I thought that about Michael Penix. He did a good job against them. But the one thing that does help you here with Andy Dalton playing, Andy Dalton's not going to move around a lot like Bryce Young would and like quarterbacks have against the Bills so far. Andy Dalton is going to be in the pocket, staying there, looking for open receivers to throw it to, not to bail out with his run with his legs or to be even extending plays with his legs. That has really hurt the Bills this year so far. So, and look, in the locker room yesterday, talking with players, I asked several players, what is the challenge of preparing for two different quarterbacks? And the answer is exactly kind of what I've expected and what I have said here on the radio this week, which is, yes, they have differences, but you're really preparing for the team and the system more than anything. And that's right. You're not the Panthers aren't going to overhaul their system, especially for 1 week if Bryce Young is out. Panthers are going to keep their system. They're still going to run the same system they run. It might just look a little different with play action or with rollouts, things like that. But it's going to be, that's what you're preparing for. You're not necessarily just preparing for, you know, Andy Dalton versus Bryce Young. You're preparing for what the Carolina Panthers bring. And what I just said a little while ago, what they bring is a really good rushing attack. Rico Dowdle, 5.6 yards a carry on the year. He's already at 551 yards in just seven games. They like to feed him the ball. And then you have Chuba Hubbard. He's not, his yards per carry isn't a lot. It's 3.7. But he's a nice 1-2 complement right there. And Dowdle's the guy, though. He has been really not only involved in the run game, he's been really involved in the passing game as well. 13 catches, 121 yards. Now, Tet McMillan is their nice rookie receiver. Outside of him, they don't have a lot. They kind of also have an everybody eats like a mentality, I think, in Carolina. Outside of McMillan, who he's eating a lot. He's feasting. 30 catches, 413 yards this year. But after that, Leggett has 17 catches, 142. Tremble has 17 catches, 126. Hubbard has 15 for 118. Renfro has 15 for 89. Dowdle, 13 for 121. Sanders, 11 for 92. I'm just going through here. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different players with double-digit receptions. Let's go to the Bills. Let's compare that. That's outside of, so they have 7 total. Bills have 5. So they have also a bit of an everybody-eats mentality. 803-0550. Going to bring Paul Hamilton on in a minute. I want to ask him this question, but I want to ask you, Owen, okay? Because we have the As the Goalie segment and Ask the Goalie, but this is more of an operational question. What are they going to do with 3 goalies? What, you cannot put Colton Ellis on IR. I mean, I'm sorry, on waivers.
No.
He will get scooped up. I mean, you can.
If you know he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, yeah, the Blues at least would probably pick him right back 100%. Up, I would think, right?
100%.
Yes.
I would be stunned if the Blues don't. I know that they really like him, mm-hmm. And I think the Sabres really like him too, it seems like. And so
I was actually really surprised they brought UPL up as quick as they did.
I thought he would have
a bit of an extended stay down there.
Well, I can't remember the exact framework of it, but it's either 3 games or 5 days or something like that.
You only get
a certain amount of time down there.
Okay.
But he was quicker than it could have been. Like, they could have got him another game at least. And I was surprised that they didn't, even just to buy themselves a little more time with Ellis and Lyon up here solo so that they're not carrying 3. But I would not want to get rid of Ellis at this point. I think he looks good, and the person that really puts in an awkward spot is Devon Levi, because Ellis is 1 year older, and he's had more pro experience at this point, and I think Levi's in an awkward spot because he's thinking, if you were going to have 3, why am I not one of your 3? This is another young prospect goalie who's touted highly, drafted pretty highly. Mm-hmm. Not even that Levi wasn't even drafted as high as this kid. And I just don't – I think it leaves Levi in an awkward spot. And then, obviously, you've got the 3 goalie problem with the big club, which Kevin Adams has been on record saying he does not like having.
He doesn't like having three.
Right. It's not conducive to the best environment for the goaltenders.
Right.
From experience, I will tell you, it sucks.
No, that's
You're
right.
fighting for reps in practice. You don't know when you're playing. You might not dress. Like, it's a whole other layer on top of an already as mentally taxing a position as there is.
To me, Levi doesn't factor in this equation much at all because the plan has always been him just in Rochester.
Exactly.
Right? So that's long term.
Right.
But how do you manage right now these three guys? Because I guess, I mean, to me, Lyon is still ahead of Ellis on the depth chart.
Oh,
right?
100%.
I mean, so it's not like you're moving off Lyon or Ellis.
I think Lyon is at the top of the he's king of the castle right now. Lyon should not.
Even over UPL.
What have you seen from UPL
Nothing.
Other than 50 games in the middle of 1 year in his entire pro career that he should be trusted above Lyon right now?
That is the right point. But the organization has invested
there
and said he's our guy. Like,
exactly.
That's what they've done.
But you, if you're Kevin Adams, you're managing for your job mm-hmm. and for your
that's
career,
right.
likely. Like, you're not getting another shot after this, I wouldn't
no.
think. I don't think anyone's
right.
going
to
hire you.
You have to make decisions
so
based on that.
You're not making decisions based on a contract you gave out last year. You're making decisions on who's going to win me a game now. And Lyon gives you, as we've seen, from what we've seen, the best chance to do that. So there is no argument to be made that you should be looking at UPL coming up and stealing games off Lyon until Lyon gives you a reason to think that. That is just the way it works, and it's the way it should work, and it needs to be that right now because this team needs to win.
Yep.
And Lyon will win games for you.
So we're going to have Paul on, but here's some really good news for everybody. I'm seeing reports from reporters at Sabres practice. We'll get Paul on. Kesselring is on the ice for the morning skate. Mm. Bryson is on the ice, and Jason Zucker is on the ice.
Oh,
all for the morning skate, which is great. Let's go to Lou real quick in Buffalo. Hi, Lou.
Hey, good morning. I enjoy the show.
Thank
Just
you.
To go on your topics, as far as where my confidence lies, where there's still questions moving forward. So, you know, I think we've been exposed to a couple of superstars in this town that were complete difference makers, right? Hasek, Bruce. They made the plays in big situations. Obviously, where our confidence should lie is with Josh getting to taking his game back to his usual standard or even beyond. As far as where the doubts lie, I'll say this: you know, my expectations for the defense going into the season were just to be good enough to keep us in games. And we get back to that point with the influx of the two suspended players and with Harrison maybe coming to the fold.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can, right? So even in that perspective, keep us in games. My question lies is there a possibility that the leadership of this team is losing the locker room? And meaning like, is there doubt as far as the system we're running on defense from the defensive side of the ball and on offense from the offensive side of the ball? And how does that manifest itself?
Who are the leaders you're identifying in what capacity, what way would they be losing the locker room? Like, what do you mean?
Okay, offensive coordinator, how we're running our offense. Defensive coordinator.
Okay, yeah,
all
right.
Defense.
So when you say locker room, I say players because they're really not in the locker room. That's why I ask. Okay, so yeah.
Got you. But are the players losing doubt?
No, I don't think so.
In the leadership.
I mean, I don't think so. Everybody we talk to all the time, I mean, of course, they could always just be saying it, but I think they have full confidence in their coordinators. Yeah, I mean, the things you hear people say about Bobby Babich coming out of that locker room from players, I mean, I don't think it's just placating to reporters. They just love the guy, and they absolutely have a lot of faith in him, and he's been around a long time here with this group. He's coached a lot of them, and I think they've shown the same with Joe Brady, and especially that relationship between Josh and Joe. We'll take a timeout. We will have Paul Hamilton after this timeout. Sabres, Leafs, two-game set, back-to-back, home-and-home tonight and tomorrow in Buffalo and then Toronto.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.